I think Kurt's coming back on here.
Are we here?
Yes.
Yeah, some of us are.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a fun noise, huh? We all got kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, technology's not perfect. I think we know that today. And I've never had that happen before, so that's always a first. So you'll please have to hit star six again if you want to be muted out. We were talking about charisma, of course. And hopefully we can go through without it getting all strange on us again. So we were talking about nonverbals. Okay, when you want to do it from your shoulder between your hips. When your hand comes up over your shoulder, it makes people tense and uneasy and they don't like you. Why? Because when a hand comes over your shoulder, that reminds people of their childhood when they probably were going to get hit. Now, they're not thinking, oh, my father did that, they're going to strike me. They just feel uneasy. That's a subconscious trigger. So you need to look at your gestures. Your gestures need to support your presentation and support what you do. Another one here, two things I want to point out in presentations, and I'm just giving you a good overview here, is the first one is the way you handle questions. The way you handle questions is going to make or break you. You, when somebody asks you a question, first of all, you want to make them feel like $1 million. Thank you for asking that. I should explain it better. That's a great question. Because people get nervous sometimes asking questions. They don't want to look stupid. So you want to have the arena open, whether it's one-on-one or a group of people, to get them to ask questions. You want them to ask questions. You don't want to be put off by it. You don't want to roll your eyes like you've already covered it. We ask questions. And then another tough one is, what if they ask you a question that you don't know the answer to? Well, you could say, I don't know, and sometimes that's a correct answer, but if they expect you to know, that's probably not a good thing. You'll lose a lot of credibility. If it's a question you don't know the answer to, you could easily say, well, that's a great question. Let me get with my staff, and I'm going to email it to you, or let me pull a report on that. I'm going to send that out to you and buys you a little more time without saying you don't know. So fielding questions is very important here, the way you field questions. And the second one, too, is the way you handle what we call hecklers. People will heckle you to see what you're made of. And it goes back to our childhood. We would tease people. In fact, let me ask, why do children tease each other? What are they looking for? Looking for a reaction, right? And that's what adults are doing, the same thing. They're looking for a reaction. So when people ask maybe strange questions or put you on the spot or say negative things, you've got to stay in control. This is part of having charisma. Stay in control. It didn't bother you. It doesn't faze you. You didn't even make any facial expressions. You didn't get mad at them. Whether it's a lame question, whether it's a crying baby or a cell phone ringing or any of those things, you have to stay in control. The last thing, too, with presentation skills is understanding verbal packaging. If you've read up on the law of verbal packaging, this is critical, is that every word you use attracts or repels the person you're talking to. Words affect our attitudes and our emotions, and the word choices that you pick will either make you credible and competent or not very credible and not very competent. So you have to look at every word. Words will attract or repel. Mark Twain says the difference between the right word and the difference between the wrong words is the difference between lightning and a lightning bug. Okay, that is the difference. So let's talk about these words. You have to really make a difference at every word you use, whether it's one-on-one conversation, casual conversation. You want to be able to pick out the good words. For example, you would never want to say the word contract. That repels people. Or even worse, sign the contract. It's okay the paperwork. Endorse the agreement. When somebody calls your office and they ask for sales, No. You don't say, let me transfer you to sales, to a consultant, to customer support. It's not how much it costs. It's the investment. It's not expensive. It's top of the line. It's not cheap. It's the most economical. And one that's a new one on the radar screen that you need to know of is the word appointment. Appointment is not a good word. When you're meeting with someone the first time, do not use the word the appointment, because in your mind, appointment, that's an hour long. You don't have an extra hour. How about time to visit or time to or drop by? We're talking about taming our words. We don't use if, we use when. We don't say try, we say will. We don't say could, we say can. Those are words that you need to watch out for. Most people don't even think, whether it's written copy on the internet, whether it's a sales letter you send out, whether it's over the phone or group presentation, every word matters. Because think about it. There's no longer any more used cars. They're pre-loved. People are no longer fired. They're downsized. Elaine Langer did a study with juries, you know, with lawyers. They took three groups of people, and they showed them a video of a car crash. Okay, the car crashed into each other. And they all saw the same video. The first group, she said, how fast were the cars going when they smashed into each other? The second group was, how fast were they going when they hit each other? And the third group was, how fast were they going when they contacted each other? So they all saw the same video, three groups. The only difference was the word smashed, hit, and contacted. And then she asked every person in each group to estimate how fast the cars were going. So everything was the same except for the one word, and it was a 10-mile-an-hour difference estimation between smashed and contacted. That, or if you say how tall is he how versus how short is he, you get, when they estimate from a picture, different results. And my favorite example is the airline industry. They know how to verbally package their words. You're sitting there, you're putting it on your seatbelt, and the video presentation comes on, and they have the gall to say, in the event of a water landing. Hello? Okay. That's, they don't say when the plane hits the water and the wings rip off. It's, oh, in the event of a water landing. Or in the case of cabin depressurization. What that means is you're at 30,000 feet. There's a hole in the plane sucking everybody out, but in the event. There's no barf bag. It's motion discomfort. They're never late. It's delayed. They've never lost my luggage. It's been misplaced. That's verbal packaging, and yes, it makes a difference. And part of verbal packaging is your voice. You know, deeper voices are more credible. The faster you speak, you come across as more credible. Those are all some things that we can teach you to really master. Just think about it. If you were on a plane and the pilot came on and said, hi, this is Jimmy. We're really excited for you to fly today. You'd probably get a little nervous, okay? Versus if you go, this is Frank at the cockpit, and we're glad to have you here today. You know, you have a different emotional response. So your presentation skills are going to be critical here. The words you use make a big difference. So just to review as we go through these, number one is your presence. Okay, number two, personal development. You have to know your stuff. You have to be competent. And number three, we talked about your presentation skills. The fourth one, we're running out of time, but let me give as much good information to you as I can, is simple. It's called praise. Yep, the ability to praise other people. Self-esteem, and self-esteem is how much you like yourself, is how much is at an all-time low. I'll just say that. Self-esteem's at an all-time low. And charismatic people have the ability to get others to feel good about themselves, have get others to boost their egos, and to raise their esteem. When you raise somebody's esteem, when you help somebody feel better about themselves, you are more charismatic, and the doors of persuasion swing right open. As William James said, the deepest principle of human nature is the craving to be appreciated, period. Praise boosts the self-esteem. It releases energy. It connects people to you. It works. The problem is we don't know how to do it the right way. I'll just put it to you this way. When you bruise somebody's ego, when you tell somebody they're lying, or you show them up, or you catch the bigger fish, or you win the golf game, you've bruised the ego, and you lost the ability to persuade. Now, it's fun to win the argument. It's fun to win the game, but sometimes we have to be very careful here, understanding the ego. In fact, as we do leadership training, and we train managers, there's a big rift between management and, let's say, employees. And there was an article on performance reviews. You know, managers have to do performance reviews. And this is some of the things that perform. These are actual performance reviews that they've seen. One was, he doesn't have ulcers, but he's a carrier. Okay? He brings a lot of joy whenever he leaves the room. When his IQ reaches 50, he should sell. Or even worse, The employee should go far, and the sooner he starts, the better. Okay, very negative performance reviews. So let me give you a few things to really help you out here, because no one's really ever taught you the art of empathy, the art of understanding self-esteem. But let me just tell you about praise. And let me tell you right now, praise costs nothing, and it'll give you great returns in being charismatic and being able to persuade, period. So let me give you three elements you need to have in your ability to persuade. Now, on the flip side, most people do not praise because of their own low self-esteems. Again, not here to sugarcoat it, but that's just how it is. So here are the three elements. The first one, when you praise somebody, it needs to be something positive. Okay? Something positive. Not that, oh, I thought for sure you'd have a heart attack and be dead by now. Okay? Not positive. I thought for sure you'd be arrested and put in jail by now. Not positive. I thought for sure, you know, whatever it is, you need to praise something positive. That's number one. Number two, it needs to be specific. You would never say good job today, although that's better than nothing. You would say, you know, wait, that you handled that phone call with so-and-so was incredible. So that was positive and it's specific. And the third element is being sincere. Have it come from your heart. Okay? Be sincere. Now, the sad thing is, even if you're not sincere, it still works. It's called ingratiation. But I want you to be sincere. Ingratiation is a scientific term for brown nosing or bootlicking, and that's not what we want from you. But it's amazing that it, the studies that have been done, for example, at the Hollins College, it's on the East Coast, all the male psychology students got together and started praising all the women on campus wearing red, and they keep track of how many people wore red. It was a small college. And then they praise all the people wearing blue, and they saw almost a double amount of people wearing red and blue when they respectively praise those different colors. I know something that happened to me. I was shopping with my wife, and not my favorite thing to do. I like being with my wife. I'm not a big shopper, but then she always says, hey, do it for research. And that always gets me there because I'm always researching persuaders. And she went into a store that I wasn't too excited about. It was full of potpourri, and that stuff kind of gives me a headache sometimes. It was really strong. So I went to the store next to me, and I said, come get me when you're done. And it was a suit store. I said, I'm going to go look at suits. And she says, you don't need another suit. I'm like, I'm just looking. I'm going to see if they're very persuasive. And they were. I walked in, and a gentleman sharply dressed, looked good, had a good stance, good presence, very charismatic, said, how can I help you? And I said, I just want to look at suits. He said, oh, what color? I'm like, I like blue. And he says, okay, what size are you? And I said, well, I'm not too sure. He says, that's okay. We can measure you up. So he measures my my belly. He measures, and he measures my chest. He measures my chest a second time. And then he looks at me very sincere and says, do you work out? And I said, why, yes, I do. And a simple thing, and I did leave with a suit that day for other reasons, okay, but that's just a simple thing to open the door to persuasion. He did everything right, and it was a good deal. All those things come into play. So when you learn these four areas of charisma, you will double, triple, quadruple what you're able to do. Because remember, when you're charismatic, they do it because of you as a person. You don't need the facts, the figures, the statistics, the web page, the brochure, the testimonials. They're doing it because of you. This is a high form of persuasion. So again, to review, your presence, that's your passion, your enthusiasm, your optimism, and your attitude, the ability to know your to be competent, to know your material, and number two, which is personal development. Number three is your presentation skills, how you handle hecklers. Are you coming across as confident? Are you getting past those nervous and distracting habits? And, of course, the fourth one is ability to praise. Help people feel better about themselves. That is the power of persuasion. Now, I hope you took some great notes today because that is just the tip of the iceberg. I just want to point out that when you need to learn to persuade somebody, it's too late to learn. And my passion in life is teaching people how to persuade and influence. I'm very high content. I'm not going to give you a lot of fluff. I want you to start help you doubling and triple your income, to stop losing those deals. And it's fun to learn. It's easy and it's simple. And I was commissioned to put together an interesting program that we're going to beta test with you tonight. Because the best way I can teach you to learn how to persuade is to get you in a 3 and 4 day seminar, but that doesn't always happen. And what we're finding out that persuasion is a lot like exercising, a little bit every day. You try a new tool every day, and you try a new tool every day, it starts to work. So what we've put together is a 52-week program. So if you have 23 minutes a day to double and triple your income this year, I can work magic with you. We've cracked the code on how this works. You know, 3 and 4 day seminars, they cost $5,000, and it's great information, and it's good, but we need to support with you every day. Now, I only need about 10 of you for this. We do need to do some beta testing, and it's just to be blunt with you, it's a $3,000 program, although we're not going to do that because it's beta testing. I need your feedback. I thought about giving it away for free, but then, of course, there's no commitment there. So I was trying to figure out how to do this, and of course, I'm not going to sit here persuading you. I'm going to give you an incredible offer, some incredible bonuses, an incredible guarantee on how to do this just for a few dollars a day to where you can become an incredible persuader. Because that's the key. 20, 30 minutes a week, you learn a new skill, why it works, how to try it, then it becomes part of you. Then the next week you learn a new tool. Remember, there's over 120 different persuasion tools. I want over the next 52 weeks to teach you how customers think. Why do they say no? When you get that it's too expensive, you've blown your presentation. I want to teach you never to get that again. How do you connect instantly with people? We're also going to go over automatic trust. How do you get trust in 30 seconds or less? How do you persuade with confidence and ease? And on the flip side, how do you motivate other people? Your call to action. We're going to go over advanced presentation and communication skills. And the fun one I love to do, which is self-persuasion, it's called millionaire psychology. Because when you start thinking and acting and doing what millionaires do, the results are inevitable. You become a millionaire. We're going to go over the 12 laws of persuasion, the 10 aspects of top persuaders, the 10 persuasion blunders that are costing you millions of dollars. So if you're the type of person that's wondering, hey, what's taking so long, it's usually persuasion. Because, I mean, you can learn from the school of hard knocks and take 10, 20 years and I don't know how much money you've lost, or, you know, you can learn it right now, this year. One costs dollars, the other will cost you a fortune. This is why I'm so excited about it. It's a beta test. I'll need your feedback on this. I'll give you a substantial discount, but we will want some feedback back and forth. What happens is every week you'll get delivered to your email an audio of me teaching a presentation skill similar to today's call. There'll be some homework that you'll fill out, very simple, so you can know how to apply it, and that happens every week for 52 weeks. Okay? They want to sell us at $4,000, but we know we want to beta test it. We only need 10 people, so I want to help you take action today. I want to tell you what we're doing. So instead of charging that much, what we want to do is reduce that to $697. That's about $1.90 a day. Okay? And I'm going to show in some incredible bonuses just to make it worth your while, because I need you to test it, but I want you to be committed to test it too. The first one is I'm going to throw in 12 CDs on magnetic persuasion. These go over the 12 laws of persuasion. These are physical CDs. This is going to give you over $2,000 in bonuses here. So the first one's 12 magnetic persuasion CDs. We're going to go over the law of contrast, which is never get that it's too expensive ever again. It would help you understand human nature. And it's going to be fun for you to persuade because you can read people. You can detect deception. You can understand why they do what they do. And the great thing about these CDs is that you're able to help. Here's the key, is you get to help them persuade themselves. I'm also going to throw in the 6-CD series, the Millionaire Psychology Boot Camp. That alone is worth your investment today. And I can't even put a price on this. There is a price. But anyway, a 30-minute one-on-one consult with me. You want to do a role play? You want me to review your website? We want me to go over some different things? You want me to go over your sales letter? You want me to go over your scripts? You get 30 minutes with me, whatever you want, as a bonus. Those usually go for $500. So that is a bonus. So the bonus is you get 18 CDs, a 30-minute consult with me. I need 10 beta testers to test this out. This is the 52-week program, the 18 CDs, the consult with me. You get the full package. Again, it's $1.90 a day. It's $697. Now, if you want to go monthly, we have a monthly plan, too. We just paid off monthly. The bonuses aren't included with that, but it's $87 a month. But I'm telling you right now, let's invest in your future. Let's work together. You're going to have some additional private teleconferences with me. Quit losing the money. Become a power persuader. Because when you become a power persuader, not only are you going to change your life and your income, you're going to be able to make the world a better place. So let me give you some options, some places to find this. Where you want to go is persuasioninstitute.com. Let me spell that out for you. Persuasion, hopefully you can spell that as P-E-R-S-U-A-S-I-O-N, and institute. Okay, persuasioninstitute.com. Institute is I-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. So again, persuasioninstitute.com, and you can't find this on the website. You have to do /52 for 52 weeks. So it's just the number 52. So persuasioninstitute.com /52. Again, persuasion spelled P-E-R-S-U-A-S-I-O-N. This page will not be up there forever, and we'll be up there until we get our 10 people. This is a beta test, okay? This is a beta test before we launch this. persuasioninstitute.com/52. If you want to call up with additional information, let me give you a phone number. You're welcome to call up if you didn't get everything in this offer. And it's pretty simple. Call 801-434-4022. Again, 801-434-4022 and hit extension 3030. And Jason will be able to help you out if you have any questions. It's pretty simple. It's pretty cut and dry. I'm giving away the store. 52-week program, over $2,000 in bonuses. It's $697 for that whole package with all the bonuses. If you want a 12-monthly installments, it's $87. You don't get the bonuses with that, but you get the 52-week beta and every week. So additional teleconferences, a 30-minute consult with me. I will go through any aspect of persuasion and influence or leadership that you want. I love persuasion. It's changed my life. I see people's income double and triple all the time. Again, when you need to learn how to persuade, it's too late to learn. If you're wondering what's taken so long, it's these skills you need to master. We're going to talk about presentation skills. We're going to talk about more about charisma. We're going to talk more about mindset. We're going to talk more about the things that will make a huge difference in your life. I appreciate you being on the call. Again, persuasioninstitute.com/52, so 52, or call 801-434-4022, extension 3030. Thanks for being on the call. Master these skills. I hope you got some great information today. I'll stay on the line for a few more minutes. Are there any questions or comments at this point? You guys are easy on me. Good deal. Well, if you have any questions, you can email them to the Persuasion Institute. This is going to be a fun program. You're going to spend a year with us. Want to launch that. Regardless, master charisma. You want to become a power persuader. You master charisma, it'll change your life and your income and make a big difference in who you attract in your life. With that, everyone have a great evening, and we will talk to you next time. Good night, everyone.